Chris.
Yes, are we live?
We're live.
Awesome.
First time, new equipment.
Yes.
Yeah. We sound like angels.
Well, you might. I'm still slurring my words a little bit. We'll see how that sounds.
Well, that's what happens when you go six Coors before 2 o'clock.
Or dental hardware.
Or dental hardware. That's the excuse we're using today.
That's what I'm doing.
So people, we're here and we have some of our equipment for the next endeavor that we're going to go into, which is Chris here is going to be doing a little podcast. I'm going to be joining him, but it's going to be a little different from this one, which is a little bit kind of silly, I guess you could say at times, and very jiu-jitsu oriented. Although we've had some episodes where we talk about stuff that like medical and health and all that, but yours is going to be a little more focused on health, wellness, and all things that
performance, all kinds of stuff that it should be really cool for the grappling community, but also for their family members too, which would be cool.
Yeah, and we're gonna have a schedule. We're taking it serious.
And you're gonna be able to see us too, which is quite unfortunate.
yeah, we're in the studio right now, which is we're going full hog on this one, as Andrew would say. He loves full hogs, and
that's what I've heard.
Yeah, and that's where we're going with it, is full video, YouTube, social med, all of it. But today, what we're really here for is ADCC, the road to ADCC, and that would be the next card that's coming up this weekend, and which is July 17th, and it is the first ADCC card that's not the world championship. It's like a super fight card that has people that are either champions, or as the organizers have said, there's some people that if they have good performance, they could get an invite to ADCC.
Yeah, that's pretty cool too. So it's not one of the trials necessarily.
Right. It's not the normal trials, which that's open to anybody. Anybody could join it and could participate in the trials. There's two trials in America. There's two in South America. There's one that's called the Asian Pacific. I think Asian Pacific, and that's either in Australia or. I think it was in like not Dagestan, but something like one of those small countries over there. I believe they have another in Europe, so they have them all around, but they're open and anyone can go to them. Typically there's just absolute savages that you've heard of in there, but then there's also those kind of those secret little snipers that are in there that end up doing really well. And a lot of people say that the trials are actually harder than the tournament.
Right, and so with this, and is it invite only still? The one you're talking about,
the one that's this weekend.
Yeah,
the road to ADCC is just super fights, and it's invite only.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
And for example, the main event is Kynan Dwarch against Mateus Denise, both champions.
Oh wow,
recent champions too.
Yeah,
Craig Jones was on it, but unfortunately he is hurt and he broke his hand. Rolling with Oliver Taza, I guess, and just rolled over it awkwardly, and that's why it's that weird boxer's fracture.
Yeah.
But
we usually see that from people hitting a wall when they're mad.
Right, and you never know. You never know. He said it was his hand was essentially trapped underneath him, and they rolled, it just...
That'd do it.
Yeah. Which I can kind of imagine your hand getting folded over if you're like body lock passing or something. Yeah,
sure can.
I could definitely imagine that. So,
well, good. Fractures heal pretty well, though, so this should be all
right. Right. And so today, we're going to just go over this card.
Okay.
Semi-briefly. Nothing too crazy.
Well, good, because I didn't prepare at all. So that's fantastic.
Let me just tell you one thing. That's the expectation. I got sound effects. That was applause, and that's not what I wanted it to be. I wanted
something a little more demeaning.
Rim shot.
Okay.
Gotcha. You nailed it. So Andrew, and I think you actually gave me a bunch of guff last time because I started at the top of the card. So we'll start at the bottom.
I think that was Andrew. I don't remember.
It definitely, I know he was one of them. I thought you were there to actually support him.
Usually, anything that's against you, I usually join in.
Respect. So. Especially being on bottom.
Well, yeah, well, yes.
Crickets.
Yeah, wasn't that good?
Not good. No. So first we got on the card is Andrew Wiltsey. Ooh. From Daisy Fresh, Fame, and Roberto Jimenez.
Oh, wow. Okay, I actually know both of them pretty well. Okay.
And this one, so this is one of those matches that they, this is kind of to get an invite.
Well.
They're both going to do trials, supposedly, but this, let's say they don't win trials. The organizers have said if they have a good showing here and let's say they don't win trials, their name's going to be up there to potentially get an invite as a replacement if someone gets hurt or something like that.
I honestly would like to see them both at ADCC.
Yeah.
I mean, Wiltsey's on a tear lately. And I mean, gosh. And Roberto, if I remember right, not too long ago, he fought well under his weight, you know, against...
he fights basically everyone. He does open weight.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to be a tough one.
I think they're in the 88-kilo division.
Okay.
They would be right in there, which is people like Josh Hanger, I believe Mateus Denise.
So are you making predictions? Is that what we're doing?
Absolutely. Okay. And I don't want you to be shy about it. But so... Andrew Wiltsey, Daisy Fresh, you can see a ton of content on him.
Yeah.
He's really had a big rise here recently from little tiny gym in Mount Vernon, not Washington, in the Midwest somewhere. Little tiny spot. He's won Nogi Worlds, Brown Belt, and Black Belt. He won Pans. He's been doing really good. He has almost an impassable guard in Nogi. It's his guard retention is super good.
Well, and his knee cut pass is ridiculous.
Fantastic. So. And he calls it buzzsaw passing, but it's legitimate. I actually don't like it when he goes on his back because it can get a little boring. His retention is tremendous. He's got decent leg locks. I wouldn't say he's in the upper echelon, but he's got decent leg locks. Mm-hmm. Roberto's Achilles heel, if you will. Hey-o.
Yeah,
I'm getting a rim shot.
Oh my god!
Whoop!
That's not going to get tiresome at all.
This is why Olivia will have this control of this.
You cannot have control over the sound effects
yet. Okay. Sad trombone. So that'll be kind of an interesting play to see how that goes. But ADCC rules: you cannot pull guard; you get a penalty. So that will then force the stand-up battle quite a bit. Yeah. And Andrew,
we're still playing the first one where there's no points for the first 5 minutes and
10 minutes.
I'm 10 minutes. And yeah. Okay.
Yep. So 20-minute matches. First ten minutes, no scoring. That includes no penalties for sitting, I believe. And then you have your the last 10 minutes. If it goes that far, points come on.
Right.
So that'll be a really interesting one. I mean, also, so you have Andrew Wiltsey's guard, or excuse me, his passing is top tier, but Roberto Jimenez, his close guard, is, I would say, maybe the best in the game right now.
Yeah, I'm going to make a prediction on this.
Let me hear it.
Andrew, I'm going with Andrew Wiltsey.
Okay. After seeing Roberto Jimenez, which if you guys have Flow Grappling, type in Roberto Jimenez and watch his Third Coast grappling tournaments and stuff like that. Extremely exciting.
Yeah.
Very, very offensive oriented. He goes for the kill. It doesn't matter the weight class or anything. It's hard for me to pick against him, but I'm going to pick against him.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm not taking anything away from him. He's phenomenal.
I go Wiltsey as well, primarily because of this rule set. He will be penalized if he goes to his back, which I think it could be a pretty, I don't want to say boring, but it could be a little bit of a stalemate if he goes to his back, I think. But if he's forced to not go to his back, I think it could be a really exciting, a lot of scrambles. Because his arm drags are actually quite nice as well. So we're both going Andrew Wiltsy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his nickname is, but I know that they grew up thinking they were magicians or something like that. I don't know if you knew that.
No, that's...
It's a real story. next is Elizabeth Clay. Very young black belt.
Yep.
I believe 18, maybe 19. Against Anna Carolina Vieira, which is Rodolfo Vieira's sister. This is an interesting one because this is, you got your new school versus old school. Elizabeth Clay has been on fire, just crushing people.
Now, she was doing it at a brown belt, too. I mean, yeah.
She was tearing through.
At what I remember, sorry for talking over you there.
Please.
That match with Gabby Garcia was amazing because even with the size differential, she really held her own on that one. And
absolutely
put her in danger a couple times too. So
I actually thought Elizabeth Clay won that.
I did too, but you know
that was an interesting one where
you're talking about the one on Flow, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was the only time Gabby and Clay
fight to win, right? I think it was
maybe.
I can't remember.
It was either a Who's Number One or a Fight to Win.
Yeah.
They looked pretty similar, but Elizabeth played guard the whole time, and Gabby just, which I get. You know, she knows that this, Elizabeth is known for leg locks. She has top tier leg locks. And Gabby just stayed really low on her knees, didn't let Elizabeth invert. But there was a couple times where Elizabeth was able to get under. And then at the very end, I believe she was going for like an omoplata.
She was, exactly.
And she was coming out to the side with the arm trapped. And then time ended.
Yep.
To me, going off, which maybe was Fight to Win.
I thought it was because
it was submission attempts was the big deal,
exactly.
Or aggression or something.
Yeah. So, but I'm a fan of hers. So I'm kind of going with her on this one. Yeah.
Side note: she has a brother that looks just like her.
Really?
That has long hair, while she has short hair.
Interesting.
So it's very hard to tell the difference sometimes. So they could be doing a little. What was that movie where the people switched?
You talking about the Adam Sandler one?
No, it's like Lindsay Lohan.
Dude, I'm old. I don't know.
I think it was made off an older movie.
Freaky Friday?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that was an original one.
Right. Right. They remade it with Lindsay Lohan and the transvestite. Hermaphrodite.
How dare you?
Well, that's the medical term.
I know. I have no idea.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, yeah.
Right. True Lies.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
She was from Raphidite, right?
I don't know her medical condition. I believe she has Klinefelter's where I don't know. So I'm talking out my...
I probably read that in some sort of supermarket tabloid.
Yeah, and so we're completely talking out of school here, basically.
School is out. And I'm still jibber-jabbering. That's all we got
to
say.
Well, one of us has to be some kind of voice of reason. That's all I got to say.
Right. Where's Carrie and Olivia?
Oh, my gosh.
Carrie would probably back me up.
Perhaps. Okay. But anyway, I haven't seen that. But how do we... So you're talking about the brother and sister.
Yeah, just that they look very similar.
Okay.
It's impressive.
Is he as good as she is with?
I think they're like a purple belt or something like that. So no,
okay,
not quite to that level yet. But it's just it's a great thing to have in life. Who are you going with? You might have already said, but I forgot.
Did. Yeah, I'm the old one. So forgot. I'm going with Elizabeth Clay.
Clay, I'm going with Clay as well.
Yeah,
Clay has been on kind of a tear. Vieira's old school. She's been around a long time, multiple time world champion. But Clay has been on a tear of going against these old school champions, and with her new modern style, super flexible.
That's what always impressed me, because she's very strong, and still has really good flexibility too. So.
Yeah, and obviously this is no gi, so it's. That's her bread and butter. That's I mean, she's actually quite good at gi as well, but I would say she's even better at Nogi. So we're both going with Clay. Now we might start getting, we might have some differences here.
Yeah, we need to, because that, yeah, that'd be boring.
I'm going
to
take a drink of my Bang and spit it in your face just to get things going. So
this just shows the definite, the if they could see what we're both drinking here.
What do you got? What do you got?
Huh? I have Gerald Steiner sparkling mineral water.
I have Cherry Blade Lemonade Bang.
Applause. Thank you, because I can't hear the sound effects. If nothing sums up the generational differences, I don't think anything sums it up better than this.
The, yeah, that we have. Yeah, that's came with your AARP card.
It certainly did.
So the next one we have is Andrew Solheim's new boyfriend, Mikey Musumeci.
Musumeci?
Yeah, that guy too. Mm-hmm. Against Gio Martinez.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This is a good one. This is a real good one.
Okay. So I'm giving points to Mikey right away just for his walk on when he comes on.
Like his physical,
yes,
gait.
How he comes onto the mat.
How his stallion walk, yes, or shuffle jog thing.
He's probably seems like one of the nicest guys ever too. Mm-hmm. And ridiculous jiu-jitsu. I mean,
yeah.
I love Gio Martinez too. Back in, I don't know if you watched, it was a couple years ago now, they had the quintet.
Mm-hmm.
He put up a really good showing, because that was kind of a cool thing that, you know, you have five guys and they pick the order ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be fighting someone way out of your,
mm-hmm, and typically class. Did. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's, so it was very impressive watching him.
Quintet is still probably my favorite format to watch.
I love it. It was really, really interesting.
Yeah. Five guys or girls.
Yeah.
So sometimes they were doing four males, one female.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would, in total, the whole team had to be under like 900 pounds.
That's right.
So you could have a 300 pounder, but you're probably going to have a couple, right, smaller people. And yeah, you pick you pick your order, and
the other team doesn't know your order.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's say in one of them, you did know the first match, but anyways, it's kind of King of the Hill. Right. So the red team, first guy beats the blue team. The red team guy stays in. Blue team's next, yep, member,
right down the line,
comes in 30 seconds later. Yep. It's like 30 seconds rest, something like that.
Yep.
Let's say red team wins again. Red guy stays in.
Yeah, I know.
Blue team's third guy comes in. But let's say he wins. Now the red guy's out. And the blue team member that just won has to stay in. And
what's even more cool is if you stalemate, you're both out.
Right.
Which I thought was really cool.
Because there's some strategy there. Because if, like, let's say a guy like Gio happens to go against Josh Barnett.
Right.
Huge grappler that's going to be able to beat a lot of people. If he can just stay alive, you eliminate Josh Barnett.
That's right.
Or you submit him like Gordon Ryan.
Well, yeah, and I saw Gordon Ryan basically run through the lineup.
Yeah.
Almost like running the table in pool. Right.
I mean, literally. Once he got in, he just submitted everybody.
Yeah, so back to Gio. I really like Gio's performance there. But I tell you, I don't know. I got to go with Mikey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As much as I like Gio Martinez.
And shout out to a cool YouTube video of Eddie Bravo and Joe Rogan talking about Quintet when Gio and Richie, his brother, were on it against Hyseem Rita.
Yes.
And Hyseem beats Richie, and then Richie like walks over now Gio's up, and Hyseem Rita's a heavyweight. And it was like, avenge your, and Eddie goes up to Gio and says, avenge your brother. With like Eddie's like raspy voice.
Yeah.
And just the way Eddie tells stories, it's like the most dramatic thing. But they cut in video of the matches and stuff like that. And I won't do a spoiler. I mean, a lot of people already know it. But watch the video. It is fantastic. It gives me goosebumps every time. I watch it before I take a bath every single time.
Yeah, I'll file that under TMI, honestly.
What does that mean?
Too much information. I didn't need to know what you do before your bath, honestly.
Okay. Kind of blindsided me right there. I did. Get you back on track, buddy. Mikey Musumeci, Gio Martinez. So Mikey's going up in weight quite a bit, right?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe this is going to be 145. Mikey is probably going to weigh in most likely like 7 pounds under.
Right. He's not cutting any for sure.
Yeah. Because Gio's heavier than even Junie, which is Mikey's last match.
That's right.
So this will be kind of interesting. And I believe they're doing this because the lightest weight class is what Gio's at. And I believe that's 66 kilos, which I don't know the LBs on that. But I believe that's the lightest weight class. So Mikey's just going to be underweight. But as we know, he doesn't really, he feels like jiu-jitsu transfers. So he just keeps going.
That hasn't stopped him before. So.
Right. So that's going to be interesting. Also, the no pulling guard. That's huge.
That's a really good point.
That's just from a technical and strategy standpoint. That's going to be big because how does Mikey get down? Personally, I think in the beginning, Gio is very hard to submit, right? Some of the best scrambles, obviously a leg lock master, cardio machine. In the beginning, I see a lot of scrambles, but if it gets past 10 minutes, I could imagine Mikey taking negative and just pulling guard anyways.
Yeah, he may. That's a really good point, actually, because he's been doing a lot of leg entanglements lately and his ankle locks. And
I think he, from what we see with Mikey, I could imagine that he learned quite a bit from his match with Junie, which was a leg lock battle through and through.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I could see him learning from that and saying, okay, I needed, because he had Junie in a couple of positions that were, call it 80% to finish, if not more, in the straight ankle position. And I could see him saying, I'm going to go back to that stuff because that's what I know. And I know how I need to tighten it up to finish this level.
Even said, I love his thought process afterwards. He goes, oh, got to go back and work this, you know. And
it excites him.
Yeah, spend 10,000 reps on something.
Right, and he's, like, excited about it, which is
very cool.
Just good for us as spectators.
It's a great card.
Yeah, I'm torn on this one. I feel like Gio might win a decision. Man, I don't see either guy getting submitted.
No, well, I'm going for Mikey. So
decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be one of the most technically appealing matches, I think on the card. Probably the most, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
It might not be a ton of just like diving over and stuff like that, but they're going to be inverted with leg entanglements, I feel, and it's just going to be a real pleasure to watch.
So you still are?
I said Gio, suck it.
Oh, you said it wasn't very definitive.
I didn't sing to you like that. I'm going Gio.
Okay.
Decision. That's fine. A final answer.
Do we have anything on this? So whoever gets the most wins between you and I as far as picking?
Oh.
Making maybe a little wager?
A little wager.
Wager, yes.
We'll have to think about that by the end now that it's on my brain.
Okay.
Next one. Nicky Ryan, the younger brother of Zick Gordon Ryan. Against Dante Leon.
Oh, wow.
Canadian.
Oh, I know.
Monster.
Yeah.
So Dante's been training at Daisy Fresh quite a bit, getting his rounds in the layer. And then Nikki, fresh black belt. This is going to be interesting. Dante, his most notable loss is to Gary Tonin, but that was a fantastic match. Dante's quite good at the legs, not necessarily offense. I'm not saying he's bad at offensive leg locks, but his defense is very good. Then you have Nikki Ryan. He's been showing off some new wrestling skills, nunchuck skills, bow staff skills. You don't know what he's coming with.
You know. Well, you know, those guys are training 7 days a week down there in Puerto Rico. And the people they have there are, my God, you know, the death squad. I mean, it's almost like you see a new Nikki Ryan every time.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, kind of like the Rotolos, I think Dante's going to bring Nikki into deep water when it comes to cardio. Especially this new style, I guess you could say, this new tactic that Danaher, that whole team is obviously coming up with the wrestling and wrestling up and stuff like that. Someone like Dante that has endless gas tank, very strong, at least physically, right? He's like putting up videos of deadlifting 500 pounds or something like that, 450, something crazy. And really good front headlock positioning from Dante. He's got great guillotines. So I think that'll be pretty interesting to see how that wrestle-up tactic goes, mixing with his leg locks.
Yeah. Now that we're talking about it, I usually don't like going against Nikki Ryan, but...
Don't you dare.
But I'm going to go with Dante.
You son. Yeah. I'm picking first from now on.
Now you have to be like a sloppy second, like, oh, I guess I'll take Dante too. Is that what you're saying?
That makes me so mad.
But I'm going Dante Leon on this.
So I'm going Dante as well.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going Dante. Mm. I think, like I said, I think he's got the defensive wrestling and the offensive wrestling to, you know what? We hear about Nikki Ryan being, and he's had great showings. He destroyed at ADCC trials in set 18.
Right.
West Coast trials. He submitted everybody. And he looked fantastic. But since he's been going against the top black belts, and when I say top, I don't mean like, you know, the top three. It's just the elite level guys. He hasn't looked as dominant. I'm not saying he won't. He won't be. Not saying he's not up there with them, but that pure domination that we were seeing, we're not. And I think Dante's in that. And I think this is going to be a tough match for Nikki.
Well, and also just remember how young Nikki is.
Mm-hmm.
He's 19 years old.
Right.
I mean, he's not even near his prime yet.
I got underwear older than him.
Yikes. Mine usually disintegrate by that time.
Yours,
matter of fact, I know you're lying, actually, because your wife.
I have a wife.
Yes, she would not let that happen.
That's true.
I'll tell you that right.
Either with my dogs, they'd eat those things.
Yeah. Do we have a button to like? Okay, we digress. Can we get us back on? We fell into the.
Let me see. We fell into the ditch. That's never ending story.
Okay.
Well, oh, turn it off.
Wow, this is high level production here.
Okay.
At least it sounds good, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm still going with Dante Leon.
Okay. I am as well. I think until I see. I mean, and I think Dante is. I think he got bronze at the last ADCC.
Yep, I think you're right.
I think. Because he had that awesome match with Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gary went against JT. Yeah. So, I got to see Nikki perform against guys like this before I can, I think, go with them. Especially some people that have good, like, they're good with leg locks. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's like a very one-dimensional guy, I'm trying to think of someone that we could be, that I could consider. Like, maybe a, I'm not saying he's one-dimensional, but a Renato Canuto. He hasn't really shown. Or Roberto Jimenez. You know, absolute killer, top of the food chain. But there's that little bit of thing that he needs to catch up on a little bit.
Right.
I would pick Nicky against those guys, but not not someone like Dante or the Rotolos or something like that.
Yeah, I agree.
So we're both going,
you know,
Dante.
Yeah, but you know, I think in you seeing Nicky at 22 years old is going to be,
oh yeah,
absolute terror.
I just hope he keeps up competing regularly.
Yeah,
it doesn't get sucked into the, you know, like, unfortunately, what we see a lot, and that's just not keeping up a very active schedule.
Yeah.
So, this says Craig Jones versus Lucas Barbosa, as we already said, Craig.
And who is, so I don't know who is replacing.
Yep. So, Craig is out, broken hand. They have William Tackett.
Ooh.
Yeah. The oldest Tackett brother, there's three of them. He's the black belt out of the bunch right now. Still really young. He's 19, right. So 20 maybe. Really, really entertaining guy to watch.
There's a size differential, though.
A little bit.
Isn't there a little bit?
A little bit. They have competed before, I believe, at Third Coast. And Lucas, I wouldn't say dominated him, but he definitely won. Got a takedown on him. It was kind of like a weird transitional kind of takedown. And Tackett the whole time is trying to just elevate him, get underneath him and stuff like that. Tackett, I think, has gotten a lot better since then. It was over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is going to be a pretty entertaining match.
I was going to say, this is a tough one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, man, Tackett, he's game, too. The physicality of Barbosa is, you know, but
right,
yeah, this is it.
Barbosa is a little light right now. Also,
is he,
like, he's not ballooned up at the moment, okay. So that's going to help Tackett, I think, for a couple reasons. We have seen Barbosa get tired, and I think that evens out a little bit of the size advantage that he would have had previously. And Tackett does not get well. I mean, Tackett got a little tired when he stepped in for Craig against Rotolo.
Yeah.
But you're talking about maybe the craziest pace people in the world with the Rotolo brothers.
Yeah, that's
nice. I'm actually going to go with the upset with Tackett.
I am too.
Yes.
I am.
I said it first. So
you
I
did see it first.
Kiss my grits. Pucker up, buttercup.
So we basically just have one match.
So far, we have one left, and we'll see. Mm. I have a feeling we're going to pick the same person.
Mm.
That's because you're a copycat.
I'm picking first this time.
So, okay, we're both going with Tackett.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be... Barbosa absolutely can win, right? Barbosa can...
Oh, for sure.
Like, this is a... it's almost like I'm going against my mind. Like, my gut says Tackett, but my mind says Barbosa.
Yeah.
But I want to see again. I want to see Tackett put him in deep waters and get him tired. And at that point, I could see Tackett potentially getting maybe scoring a little bit. Maybe even, I mean, we just saw Barbosa get choked unconscious by Mateus Deniz.
Yeah.
Now, that was a little squirrely, of course, but I mean... He's gettable.
Yeah, that's what I was, because Tackett's super slick on something. So I,
great leg locks.
Yeah.
It will be interesting though if Barbosa does what Rotolo did, and that's just if Barbosa can keep up his pressure / pace and keep Tackett on his heels, Barbosa can absolutely take it. Should be a fun one, I think.
That's gonna be great.
Yeah. And then we have, so both, okay, both go and tack it. Kainan Duarte, Mateus Deniz, also known as Kainan Duarte, the French version.
I get to pick this one.
Okay. Mateus Denise. Well, that's going to be crazy. That's a big pick that you just did there.
That's who I'm picking, actually.
Mateus?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Really.
Prove it.
I was supposed to pick first, and you just did some Jedi mind trick on me.
Okay, so Mateus Denise is who you're going with.
Yep.
Okay, so just a little background. Mateus is the current 88-kilo mm-hmm. champion, mm-hmm. ADCC champion, and Kynan is the current minus 99-kilo champion. So one weight class difference. Mm-hmm. Mateus just fought Lucas Barbosa, choked him out, kind of like the ref didn't stop the clock on time and it went 5 seconds past and Barbosa was out when he let go of a choke. So that was kind of crazy. Mateus also, in my opinion, got ravaged by Gordon Ryan for 11 minutes and then was submitted, which is not saying too much, really.
Yeah.
And then Kynan Duarte is, in my opinion, the top three guys in jiu-jitsu are Gordon Ryan, Craig Jones, and Kynan Duarte. That's no-gi. Those are my top three.
So based on that, sounds like you're leaning.
Say it.
You're leaning towards Kynan, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm going to Duarte. He also is fresh off a suspension for saucing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Saucy. Thanos chin and all.
Do they actually test?
You got to be an asshole to get busted. Like, let's just put it that way. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing that, yeah, I don't understand it, but he had... It was either a year or 2 year suspension, but the funny thing is...
From who? Who suspended?
I think it was IBJJF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, like, you get your positive test, and they... Pretty much by the time that you start your suspension, it's already been a year, and you are competing, but they count it. You can compete outside IBJJF.
All right. You and I have both competed at IBJJF.
Yeah.
I guess, well, it's not really the same because no one's going to look at us and be like, I bet they're juicing.
Everyone looks at me.
Is it, you think that's it? Does someone looks at someone like, okay, they look preposterous. I think we're going to test them. I mean, what?
Oh, no, because otherwise everyone would get tested. But I think they test people on the podium.
Oh.
That's IBJJF's thing is they, if you are on the podium, they'll test you.
Really?
It's either that or the champions.
Okay.
It was one or the other. It was either if you win, they will test you, and you just know it, or if you're on the podium. Mm. But at the same time, it's like, cycle off 2 weeks before. I mean, you know, it's just like,
I mean,
plenty of things you could.
You know, and I could tell you exactly as a right. physician how you.
That'll be probably, episode three.
No, we're not going to do that. It's going to be episode three, how to do steroids and not get caught.
Mm-hmm.
I will not do that episode.
Mm.
I don't think it would be very good.
Well, I mean, I think it'd be good, but it might.
It's not serving the better public health.
Right, right. Exactly. My grandpa doesn't need to know how to use a whizzer.
When you say whizzer, I'm thinking
this one,
to stop people from coming to your back.
Oh, good. Good call.
What whizzer are you talking
isn't,
about?
Wasn't that thing the Whizinator? Isn't that the thing that the baseball guys were using where it was like a fake wiener?
Oh.
And
right.
Yeah.
There's various things people have done, like, you know, put different apparatuses to their inside of their thigh mm-hmm. and run some tubing up. And
Ziploc and all that.
All kinds of craziness.
Right. I remember there was some story of someone in MMA that used like an animal pee or something. And they were like, what is that?
You're like, I'm just a beast, bro.
Just a beast. I'm just a horse. How'd you get it, though?
I don't know. That's a question, right?
You better have a 5 gallon bucket.
Yep.
That Ziploc bag will fill up quick. It's going to blow right out of your hand.
You got to milk it.
Yeah. Easy. You're disgusting. You're a monster. Okay. Where were we? Kynan Duarte.
Yeah, and we're opposed here, who we're going with.
Right. And I see Kynan taking his back and submitting him.
Hmm. Oh, wow, we're going there. We're going Gordon Ryan full call out.
I do. I am, and I have done it.
Okay.
Which can I... Thank you.
You know, the funny thing is, with me not having headphones and you making sound effects, I'm completely oblivious to it, which is kind of funny.
It's a nice surprise for you later.
It will be. Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, I'm. What do you think? Denise by decision or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, they're too tightly matched unless something, someone just gets caught. But, I mean.
Yeah.
I think by that. I think no matter who wins that one, I'm going to go against you again on this, but I think it's going to go to decision either way on that one. Yeah.
I mean, I can definitely imagine that. Both their stand-up. I could see them kind of doing a little bit of a Josh Hanger, Wagner, Hoka.
That's what kind of I'm worried about, right?
Which,
because you have them matched up with very similar.
For sure.
Yeah.
If neither guy wants to go to the...
Right.
Concede anything.
Correct.
The rules kind of promote that.
That's the thing, right? You've taken, not as much risk taking, maybe.
Yeah. And I think, really, besides this match, none of the other ones I see going that route. I could see all of them, people start taking risks and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree.
The Wiltsy Jimenez, even if Wiltsy doesn't open up too much, Jimenez will, right? Mikey and Gio, I think that's, they got, both guys I could see pulling if they wanted and taking a negative. Same with Clay, she's just offensive. Part of that new school. I guess maybe Nikki and Dante, because we did see Craig and Rotolo, and Craig just stuck with his stand-up, and then Oliver Taza recently against, who was that against? Where Oliver didn't, he just stood up the whole time. Was that against Pedro Marino? What's that against? Someone's saying it right now.
They are. They'll be like, dude.
Dang it. It was super interesting. Like, Taza looked good standing up, but it was just a stand-up match the whole time. Dang it. Anyways. So the Danaher guys have been doing that. And I guess I could see it happening with Nikki and Dante. But other than that, I think it's going to be a fantastic card. I would say worth the shekels to get Flo for the year.
Oh, for sure. And, I mean, Flo's a good investment anyway. There's so much good content on there.
Yeah, if you're genuinely interested in jiu-jitsu, just the stuff that you'll get, like watching these, because I watch a lot of jiu-jitsu, but I watch a lot of competition stuff.
Right.
And when I'm kind of looking for like knee cuts and like whatever's in my mind, like when I'm watching competition and I see something that worked, you're seeing live reaction to that move, to a knee cut or to whatever it is. So it's almost, in my opinion, for me, it's almost better than watching a bunch of technique videos where someone's explaining, okay, you put your hand here and you put your hand, there's a place for that for sure, and those are good. But watching competition, I find it extremely helpful. And let alone Flo has really high quality stuff like Fix Your Game.
Yeah, I love that.
That series where they'll have one of their staff members, which is usually like a brown belt or something like a purple belt, go and spar with one of these elite level guys, and they just toy with them, but they still beat them up.
They give them feedback.
And then right after, they go, okay, what did I do wrong? Well, you kept doing this.
Right.
And it's almost like what we get to do with our coaches, where we roll with Mo or Andrew or Brian or something like that, and we're like, hey, why are you passing my guard at will? And then they literally just let you know, well, you're not putting any tension on your daily heave a hook,
unless it's Mo. If he's feeling a little, he'll be like, I'm just better than you are.
Right.
No, he doesn't. He's always.
And then you know what he did last time? He said that to my face and then literally grabbed my nose, like pinched my nose, and said, I got your nose now. What are you going to do? And I couldn't do anything.
No, we have really good coaches. So,
yeah. So they have just content on there that's really good like that. The Daisy Fresh thing is fantastic also. I love that. That gets me pumped.
Oh, yeah, it's great, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely get flow.
Yep.
Flow grappling.
So we only disagree on two. Yep. The main event, Kaina Duarte, Matea Taniz, and was it Mikey and Gio?
Mm-hmm.
I think. I took Gio. You took Mikey.
I did.
There you go. That's it. So this is, we're going to button it up. This is our review of the road to ADCC.
And just kind of a little foreshadowing for our upcoming podcast, which should be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're putting a lot into it, so.
Yeah, this was kind of how we wanted to test some of our audio equipment. We have our new mics, our Rodecaster, just a couple of things to, we did some sound deadening in the studio.
Oh, and the new studio. No one's.
Yeah, no one's even seen this. Yeah. So we're just kind of doing a test run here, and I mean, we're hoping for September to get the first episode.
I'm thinking so.
Yeah.
I was trying to get this hardware out of my mouth before then so I can speak correctly, but that may not happen.
Right. And if someone's still listening, if anybody has topics you want to hear Chris talk on, jokes you want to hear me interject with, throw them at me, and we can start thinking about having a conversation around something. Because a lot of time people end up asking questions when we're in front of Chris, but a lot of time we can't, maybe there's not enough time to really explain in depth the answers.
Well, especially when we're at the academy, we're trying to roll. And
this is a time that we can, you know, we'll end up forgetting what that question was or what people are asking about. So this is a time that we're going to do research on the topics, and we're going to really go in depth and almost narrow down the topics a little bit. Kind of like today, it was just ADCC, Road to ADCC. So maybe the first episode or second or whatever it is, an episode will just be on a specific topic.
Yep. We have the first one picked out, I think. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be good, and we're going to have some video with it. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. You'll be able to stream it in a ton of different ways. So,
and Bill and I will put filters on our face so we can look better. So,
well, I'm going to do a deep fake with you pretty much the whole episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Cruise.
Amazing.
Well, you're a beautiful man.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I got the outro music plan. I turned it on when it was at full blast, so it was a little loud. RIP to headphones users.
Well, we'll actually get a good engineer in here.
Right.
Instead of your ham hands.
We will. We'll have a Google professional that is going to be able to help us on the fly. So.
Excellent.
That's it.
Well, thanks, man.
Until next time.
Later.
Peace out.